Thank you. Hippocrates once said, if we could give every individual the right amount of nourishment and exercise, not too little, not too much, we will have the safest way to health. Similarly, in horticulture, if we could apply the right amount of different fertilizers to our crop, the balanced diet, we will have the highest quality and best, highest yield fruits. It is easier said than done. In reality, environmental factors on farm often prevent the balanced diet being taken up by the plants. To be exact, only 20% of the fertilizer applied is actually taken up by tree crops. And the rest of the fertilizers is either leached through the soil into the waterways or released into the atmosphere as greenhouse gases, both polluting the environment. So there's a way to address this issue. It's by matching the nitrogen supply to the demand. In that way, we can maximize the outcome. In my study, I focus on the use of nitrogen fertilizer in apple production. To measure the tree nitrogen demand over the season, I use isotope tracing technique by applying a heavier version of nitrogen fertilizer to mature apple trees, either at spring or at summer. So this will allow us to distinguish between the native nitrogen uptake to the fertilizer nitrogen uptake. So we can exactly measure how much and where does the fertilizer nitrogen when and was stored. In addition to that, nitrogen fertilizers in the soil can interact with other mineral nutrients elements as well. So I use the combination of traditional mineral nutrient analysis of plant tissue and also the cutting-edge X-ray imaging technique to assess how different rates of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium can affect tree nutrition and also the fruit development at a cell level. By acquiring this knowledge, this will be a step forward in apple production for the growers so that can confidently designing the balanced diet for their trees to produce more food to feed the world, improve the profitability, and also reducing the environmental footprint all at the same time. Thank you.